Excalibur, or Caliburn, is the legendary sword of King Arthur, sometimes also attributed with magical powers or associated with the rightful sovereignty of Britain. Sometimes Excalibur and the sword and the stone, the proof of Arthur's lineage, are said to be the same weapon, but in most versions they are considered separate. Excalibur was associated with the Arthurian legend very early on. The stone motif in an early 20th century illustration shows us an Arthurian romance. In Arthurian romance, a number of explanations are given for Arthur's possession of Excalibur. In Robert de Boron's Merlin, the first tale to mention the sword and the stone motif, Arthur obtained the British throne by pulling a sword from an anvil sitting atop a stone that appeared in a churchyard on Christmas Eve. In this account, the act could not be performed except by the true king, meaning the divinely appointed king or true heir of Uther Pendragon. As Malory writes, "Whoso pulleth out this sword of this stone and anvil is rightwise king born." This sword is thought by many to be the famous Excalibur, and its identity is made explicit in the later prose Merlin, part of the Lancelot Grail cycle. The challenge of drawing a sword from a stone also appears in the Arthurian legends of Galahad, whose achievement of the task indicates that he is destined to find the Holy Grail. The sword from the Lady of the Lake in a late 19th century illustration. However, in what is called the post-Vulgate cycle, Excalibur was given to Arthur by the Lady of the Lake sometime after he began to reign. She calls the sword Excalibur, that is to say, as cut steel. In the Vulgate Mort R2, Arthur is at the brink of death, and so orders Griflet to throw the sword into the enchanted lake. After two failed attempts, as he felt such a great sword should not be thrown away, Griflet finally complies with the wounded king's request, and a hand emerges from the lake to catch it. This tale becomes attached to Bedivere instead of Griflet in Malory and the English tradition. Malory records both versions of the legend in his Les Morts d'Arthur, naming both swords as Excalibur. In many versions, Excalibur's blade was engraved with phrases on opposite sides: "Take me up," and "Cast me away." In addition, when Excalibur was first drawn, in the first battle testing Arthur's sovereignty, its blade blinded his enemies. Malory writes, "Then he drew his sword, Excalibur, but it was so bright in his enemies' eyes that it gave light like 30 torches." Excalibur's scabbard was said to have powers of its own. Loss of blood from injuries, for example, would not kill the bearer. In some tellings, wounds received by one wearing the scabbard did not bleed at all. In the later Romance tradition, including Les Morts d'Arthur, the scabbard is stolen from Arthur by his half-sister Morgan Le Fay in revenge for the death of her beloved Accolon, and thrown into a lake, never to be found again. This act later enables the death of Arthur in the Battle of Camlann.